Arab Empire attacked Mishra Dalada. Baina Ali Agabi Snapebug. Somebody who builds a second floor on top of two houses. You have two houses that are facing each other on opposite sides of a Rosh Hashanah. And he built an aliyah, a second floor, on top of the houses. And the aliyah extends itself from one house to the next, so it goes directly over the Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Huda, you're allowed to carry underneath the aliyah, even though the aliyah goes above a Rosh Hashanah. The reason being is that Rabbi Huda holds that we say, Pi Tikra Yor Vesosa. We look at the edge of the roof of the aliyah as if it extends itself down all the way to the ground, underneath it. So therefore, the area directly underneath the aliyah, we look at it as if it's enclosed with mechitzah, it's surrounded by a fence, so it has a din of a Rosh Hashanah, and you're allowed to carry underneath the aliyah on top. V'chein gesharim ha-mifulashim, mitaflin tachtem b'shabes tibre Rabbi Yehuda. And so too, a bridge that's open on both sides, it's an overpass that goes over a Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to carry directly underneath the overpass on Shabbat. And in this case also we say Pi Tikra Yard Vesosa, as if the edge of the overpass goes down to the ground and encloses the area underneath the overpass. So even though the Rosh Hashanah passes directly underneath the overpass, the area underneath the overpass has a din of a Rosh Hashanah, and you're allowed to carry underneath the overpass on Shabbat, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. According to the Chachamim, it is forbidden to carry underneath the overpass or underneath the aliyah on Shabbat. As a Chacham holds, the area underneath the overpass or underneath the aliyah has a din of a Rosh Hashanah. And since the Rosh Hashanah passes directly underneath the overpass or underneath the aliyah, we do not say Pi Tikra Yored Vesosam, as we do not say that the Pi Tikra goes down to the ground in a case where the Rosh Hashanah goes underneath the overpass or underneath the aliyah. So according to Chachamim, the area underneath the aliyah or the overpass has a din of a Rosh Hashanah, not a Rosh Hashanah. V'hoid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda has an additional leniency. Ma'arvin l'mavoy ha'mefulish, v'chachamim oizer. You're allowed to make an air for a mavoy that is open on both sides. That this mavoy has only two mechitzas. It is enclosed on two sides. And the other two sides are open to Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can make a shitufei mavoz, and that would allow you to carry within the confines of the mavoy on Shabbat. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the mavoy has two mechitzas, it is regarded as a Rosh Hashanah, even though on the other two sides, it's open to a Rosh Hashanah. So since it's regarded as a Rosh Hashanah, you can make a shitufa mavoz, and that would allow you to carry within the confines of the mavoy on Shabbat. While the Chachamim disagree, according to the Chachamim, something that has only two mechitzas is not regarded as a Rosh Hashanah at all. So shetufa mavoz would not help to allow you to carry in the mavoy on Shabbat, since it does not have a din of a Rosh Hashanah. And the Chacham holds, a shetufa mavoz would only help if the mavoy has three walls, and then it's open on only one side to the Rosh Hashanah. So then you can put up a lechi or a korah on the side that's open to Rosh Hashanah, and you would make a shetufa mavoz, and that would allow you to carry in the mavoy on Shabbat. However, a mavoy that has only two mechitzas, and it's open on two sides, to Rosh Hashanah. Since it does not have a din of a Rosh Hashanah, you cannot carry within the mavoy on Shabbat, even though you made a shetuf mavoz, and even though you put up a lechi or korah on both sides, that it is open to Rosh Hashanah. Sechad Arab Empire Yud Mishnah Aleph HaMoitzi Tefillin. Somebody who finds tefillin on Shabbat in a place where the tefillin are not guarded, there's a danger that the tefillin will be desecrated. Machnisan Zugzug, he should bring in the tefillin even on Shabbat, one pair at a time. He should put on one pair of tefillin at a time and bring them in to a safe place and go back to get the rest of the tefillin one at a time. At this time of halt, the Shabbat is a zman tefillin. A person could wear tefillin even on Shabbat. And therefore, to wear tefillin in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat, there is no iser min ha-Torah. It's considered a malbush, a piece of clothing. So therefore, you're allowed to wear tefillin on Shabbat, min ha-Torah. However, the Rabbanan asked from wearing tefillin in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat because of a decree that they made. And they were afraid that if you wear tefillin on Shabbat in Rosh Hashanah, maybe the knot will break and you'll end up carrying the tefillin in your hand, which would be asur min ha-Torah. So since the iser to wear tefillin on Shabbat is only midrabbanan, in such a case that you find tefillin in a place where the tefillin might be desecrated, the Rabbanan will allow you to wear the tefillin and bring them into a safe place. However, you can only wear one pair of tefillin at a time. You can't put on more than one pair of tefillin at a time. And since to put on two pairs of tefillin at a time would be usur, because it's an isur of bal tosef, adding on to a mitzvah. If you would wear two pairs of tefillin at a time, it would be considered a masli. It would no longer be considered a piece of clothing. Instead, it would be considered as if you're carrying it, since wearing two pairs of tefillin at a time is not a mitzvah, and you're over on bal tosef, the wearing of the two tefillin would not be considered a lefush. Instead, it would be considered a masli, something you're carrying on Shabbos, so you could only bring in one pair of tefillin at a time, according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Gamliel, I'm Rabbi Gamliel holds that if you find tefillin in a place where the tefillin are not saved, you could put on two pairs of tefillin at a time and bring them into a safe place on Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Gamliel holds Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. There is no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So therefore, if you wear two pairs of tefillin at a time, it would not be usur as bal tosef. And there's no mitzvah at all, so you can't be over on bal tosef, since there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. However, even though there's no mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos, it would not be usur min haTorah to wear tefillin in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. The reason being is that the tefillin would be regarded as a taksha, as an adornment, which is mutter to wear in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos. You're allowed to put on a piece of jewelry min haTorah and wear it in Rishus HaRabim. Since it is a taksha, so too tefillin is regarded as a taksha. You are allowed to wear it in Rishus HaRabim min haTorah, although it's usur min haRabim. However, in this case, if the tefillin are in a unsafe place, Rabbanan will allow you to put on the tefillin and bring it in to a safe place. Since there's no issur about tosef, you can even put on two pairs of tefillin at a time. However, to put on more than two pairs of tefillin at a time would be usur, as the tefillin is only regarded as a tachshit if you put them on in the place where you would normally put it on for the mitzvah. You put the tefillin shel rosh on your head in the right place, and the tefillin of your arm, you also put on the right place in your arm. Only then would it be regarded as a tashin. And the Rabbanan have taught us that there is a place in your arm and on your head to fit on two pairs of tefillin in the right place. So therefore, it's possible to wear two pairs of tefillin at the same time, and you'd be wearing both pairs of tefillin on the right place of your head and on your arm. So therefore, the maximum amount of pairs of tefillin you could wear would be two pairs, since you can put the two pairs in the right place. However, if you wear more than two pairs of tefillin at a time, so then you cannot fit all three pairs of tefillin in the right place, so one of the pairs of tefillin, which is in the wrong place, would not be regarded as a tachshit and would be usur min haTorah to carry in Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the maximum amount of pairs of tefillin you could put on at one time on Shabbos would be two pairs. Bamedvar ma'murim b'yishanus avo b'chadashos patur. When are you mechuyah? If you find tefillin in an unsafe place, to wear them one at a time or two at a time and bring them into a safe place, that's only if you find all pairs of tefillin, meaning tefillin that already have the knot and the straps, so it's obvious that they are kosher tefillin, and therefore you're mechuyev to bring them into a safe place. However, if you find new pairs of tefillin that don't have the knot and the straps, it's not so obvious that these are tefillin. Maybe they're just amulets. So since it's not so obvious they are tefillin, you would not be mechuyev to wear them and bring them into a safe place on Shabbos. If you find a number of pairs of tefillin in an unsafe place on Shabbos, and the tefillin are tied up in pairs or they're all tied up together, and if you bring in the tefillin one pair at a time or two pairs at a time, you would not have time before the end of Shabbos to bring in all the pairs of tefillin. In such a case, you're not mechuyev to bring in the tefillin at all on Shabbos. Instead, you should wait there and guard the tefillin until the end of Shabbos, and then bring in all the tefillin together after Shabbos. If it's a time of danger, the Tekayim decree, they not let a word spill, the person is afraid to bring in the spill, is also afraid to sit there and guard the spill until after Shabbos. In such a case, it's not mechuyev to bring in the spill at all. Instead, he can just cover the spill and walk away. Now, the Mefarshim say that the Mishnah is chisurei machzor. It's missing a little bit. That which the Mishnah said, that if you find a number of pairs of spill in an unsafe place, and there are too many pairs to bring in one at a time or two at a time, they should sit there and guard the tefillin until after Shabbos. That's only in a place where you're not afraid of listing. There are no bandits around that might harm you. But in a place where there are bandits that you're afraid they might harm you if you sit there and guard the tefillin, in such a case, instead of sitting there and guarding the tefillin until after Shabbos, you would be allowed to bring in the tefillin to a safe place by carrying them less than four amos at a time. And the issur to carry in Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos is only to carry 4 amos at a time. That would be Usr Minat Torah. To carry less than 4 amos at a time is only Usr Minat Rabbanan. And in such a case that you find a number of pairs of tefillin in an unsafe place and you're afraid to guard them until after Shabbat, the Rabbanan will allow you to bring the tefillin into a safe place by carrying them less than 4 amos at a time.